Okay, everyone, so today we're starting Chazara. I guess every day we'll Bez Hashem do some more questions, Bez Hashem, until we finish, and then around Thursday we should hopefully have the Pina. You have to sign up with sheer assistance for Bechina on Thursday morning. Okay. Krishna, Tera Stira made a sugya Mishamas Lamadal Lamabez, who made a sugya Psochim Tzadi Dalar Amanal. Ech Tirits Zahra Vedatam. But before we begin, I made one mistake when I said over the, you know, when we go with degrees, so there's going to be a difference between the winter, the summer, and also the equinox days, right, in Nisan and Tishrei. So I said over that the winter is the shortest and equinox is the middle, and the summer is the longest, but I said it over incorrectly. As the Sefer, as Zman Bavana points out, that no, the shortest time is the equinox days. Are going to be the shortest when the days are in Tishrei and in Nisan are equal days. Yeah, that'll be the 41 minutes. And the middle will be the winter, and the 51 will be the summer. So again, the shorter days are going to be the days of the equinox. What day is that? That's going to be what?
September and March.
What?
March.
So when is it? Akiva?
September and March.
That will be the shortest days, and the winter will be a little bit longer, and then the summer will be longer. So I told you there was, what was it, 41 is the shortest, 50, or the 8.5, 51 is the longest, and then somewhere in between is the middle. So the shortest will be the equinox days, and the middle days will be the winter and the longest days will be in the summer. Yeah. So we have a steer between the Sugan Shabbos, Lamedal and Amadbeis, says that when is Ben Ashmoshos, we should Tishka Chama, right, when the sun sets, called Masha, until Hichsef Elyon Hishvel Atachton. And then we discussed whether that's in the north or the west, or in the west or the east, and that is 3/4 of a mil. So that is Ben Ashmashos. And then we have another sugya in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Dalid, that says that there's 4 mil between Shkia and Tzeis. And if you assume that Shkia and Tzeis is Ben Ashmashos, so then you have very drastic difference in the Gemara, whether it's 3/4 of a mil or 4 mil. So, so that's the steer. So Rabbi Natan answers the steer by saying that there are two shkias. The first shkia is called, or either the formulation is two shkias, or the tchila shkia and the sof shkia. So the tchila shkia, or the shkia rishona, is when the sun sets below the horizon. And at that point, you know, it's still vadayom. And then 3 1/4 of a mil later, will be either what's called the Sof Shkia or the Shkia Shnia. And what's happening at that point? What's happening is, when the sun is going down, 3 1/4, going down, 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 it's what? It's called Keneged Ha, Keneged HaChalon. Right? It's still, you know, like the window. It's opposite the window. It's still shooting up the rays. And then the sun, what? Goes underneath, and that's no longer Keneged HaChalon. So then already the sun rays are not being shot up directly anymore. So then that's another 3/4 of a mil. And so that's the Shkia Shnia when it's no longer Keneged HaChalon. Right, so Shkia Shnia is when it's no longer Keneged HaChalon. And then there's 3/4 of a mil that's what? That's Bein HaShmashos. And then 4 mil is Laila Gomer. And that's how he answers the question. That what the Gemara says is 4 mil, that's between the Shkia Sacham underneath the horizon, till when Seis HaChachavim is. Right? That's the... the first shkia. The second shkia is when it's no longer Keneged HaChalon. It's now moving underneath, and it's no longer shooting up the rays, because when it goes down, it goes down, down, straight. So it's still Keneged HaChalon, meaning its rays still can shoot up very straight, go up, and still shine. Once it's going Keneged HaChalon, like it's here, basically the table here, this is the horizon, so goes down, and then down, 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 for 3 1/4 mil, and then it goes this way. It's no longer Keneged HaChalon, so when it's no longer Keneged HaChalon, that's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So, when the Gemara speaks about the 4 mil, that's counting from the Chama going below the horizon, in contrast to the 3/4 of the second Shkia, that's when it already left the Chalon. It's no longer parallel, you know, Keneged the Chalon. And then from that time on, there's 3/4 of a mil that's called Bein HaShmashos. So the difference, the answer to the theory of the sugyas, is the two sugyas are counting from different time periods. The sugya that says it's only 3/4 of a mil, that's from the Sof Shkia Rishon, or known as Shkia Shnia, when it's left, starting going the underneath, no longer Keneged HaChalon, that's 3/4 of a mil. And the other shita is that's the Gemara in Pesachim, and in the Gemara in Shabbos, 3/4 of a mil is when it's from the Shkia Shnia or the Sof Shkia till Teis HaChovim, that's 3/4 of a mil. So it depends where you count. Right. So from that time onward, it's a suffix already. Maybe it's Lila. So that's called Bein HaShmashos till the end. So that is one method. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rabbeinu Tam shita therefore is that it's Vadayom. Kol's mind, it's Keneged HaChalon. It's Vadayom. Then we have the Ravon. The Ravon says a very mistaber idea, which is not really quoted so much. His teretz. The Levi quotes it. He says like this: the two Gemaras, the two sugyas, are a mechulak one with the other. The two sugyas are mechulak one with the other. Meaning what? That the sugya that says 3/4 of a mil, so that's a different shita than the sugya that says 4 mil. So one sheet is from Shkia Sachama, 3/4 of a mil, that's Lila. That's one Shita. And there's another Shita that says no. That Beit HaShemesh is 4 mil. And it's all counting from the same time, from the below the horizon. It's counting from the same time. But what? But the two different Shitas, whether it's 3/4 of a mil after Shkia or it's 4 mil after Shkia. And if you hold it's 4 mil after Shkia, as pointed out, for 4 mil, it's going to be Beit HaShemesh. This is different than Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, the first sheet, well, he says two sheets, so the first sheet, I mean, either sheet that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold from. There's one sheet that says 3/4 of a mil. That's what we call the sheet as Hagra. So that's in Echanami. The sugyas are different sheetas. You don't have to put them together. Right? That's the big yisod I told you from Shas Kohen, from Yeshua Kohen, in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That one yisod of all machlokas in Rashi, Tosis, and Shas is Rashi will touch up a sugya based on what's the simple reading of that sugya. Then there can be another sugya, and he'll teach it up based on the simple reading of that sugya. Even the two sugyas now come out to be so sir, but it's two different shitas, two different sugyas. The Bali Toises are learning their pilpul. And their pilpul, like Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig supposedly said, that pilpul means when you assume everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. So that means that the two sugyas have to gel together. The Shabbos and Pesachim have to come together. So the only way you say it is they were talking about two different times and they're not arguing. And then you say the terrorists that we just said before. But the Ravon says no. The two Shitas is one Shita says from Shkia Sachama for 3/4 of a mil it's Beit HaShemesh. And the other Shita is from Shkia Sachama for 4 mil it's Beit HaShemesh. And there's no Vadayom after Shkia Sachama. And that's what he says. Two different sheets. How do we shoot you? Where is Shmash Sophia of Hashem and the Khan of the He says, "I've got the vino to show Ben Shmos Kibul Chayyim." How that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Mechsif Elyon, it's Lila. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Tzeisuk Chacham is not Lila. All you need is Mechsif Elyon Vishvil Atakto. And we paskin until Tzeisuk Chacham is Yimamahu. And then before that, Tzeisuk Chacham is Ben Shmos. Somebody
I just want
to clarify what I said earlier. The short day is
right.
And then the long day is right. And the perfect day is March and September. Right. As Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman pointed out to me, it depends how much the tilt of the earth is. So, there was one question of how long Beit HaShemesh is, how far you are from the equator. The closer you are, then the shorter it is. The further are you away, the longer it is. But then there's another factor that he explained that poses if it's a tilt. So when the tilt is less, by the equal days, then what? Then it's going to be a shorter time of Beit HaShemesh. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Kaufman pointed out. So that's the Shita of the Ravon. And he said, and the Ravon says, so how do we paskin? Because the Shita of 3/4 of a mil is from Shkia Sachama till Hichzif El Yom Yishra L'Tachton, which is not Tzeisuk HaChovim. So he says, there's no steer here. One Gemara says Seisa Chachovim, the other Gemara says Hiksi Veli Shilatachto. And those are two different shitas of what is Laila. Is Laila Seisa Chachovim, or is Laila Hiksi Veli Shilatachto? And he says, and we paskin, it's Seisa Chachovim. So in the end of the day, the Ron is similar to Rabbeinu. I'll tell you, you know what the Ravon is? I never thought about this till now. But the Ravon is basically, you know what the Ravon is? You want to hear this? You ready for this? The Ravon is basically the Satmar Rebbe. You like that one? Because basically what the Satmar Rebbe did in Tavshin Yudalev, it says that you got to keep Bein HaShemosha starting Shkia, but you still keep the 72 minutes. So therefore, you're having Bein HaShemosha starting with Shkia Rishona, but then you don't have to get the Vadayom. So basically, the Satmar Rebbe, he basically is saying, in America, we should follow the Ravon. In essence, that's what he's saying. I never thought of that. The Ravon. Because according to Ravon, it's not like Rabbeinu Tam where you get a kula in the beginning, Vadayom. No. From Shkia Sachama, right away, it's Bein HaShemoshos for 4 mil. And then it's Seisa Chachamim. So basically, that's what he said. Marid Gazach. He didn't make up a new. I mean, in his mind, he was just saying we should only follow Rabbeinu Tam and the Chumra, not the kula. But you can say it in a different way. You can say, you follow the Ravon. And the Ravon basically says that you only get the Chumrah and not the Kula. Because you don't get any Kulas you only get the Chumrah. For 4 mil, according to the Ravon.
But according to the Satmarah, you might be able to make by the Ravon,
maybe. Right. So that would be the difference. Maybe Harfus. But Rabbi Harfus was working with maybe the Memphis Code. Okay, yeah, it could be a little different. But in essence, think about it. It's that way.
What becomes?
Because the whole thing that there's a stira. In other words, it's only a stira because we taught it a stira. But if you look at it, you would have said this tense. This is the most simple tense. The Gemara just said, Lila kicks every original attack. But it didn't say Seisa Chachovim. The other Gemara just said Seisa Chachovim. So the Gemara never. Yeah, it's called Rabbi Yehuda. So what does he say? He says, so how did he answer that? Two different versions of Rabbi Yehuda? What is it? What is Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel? And what is Rabbi Yehuda Omer? Yeah, but one is.
Rabbi Yehuda knew about Brachos.
So in Shabbos he's saying...
Shabbos he's saying his own opinion.
His own opinion. But he's saying, oh, it's two different sheetahs. And you don't have to, even though it could be the same person, but it's in the name of two different sheetahs.
How often does that happen?
Call Shas Cohen and ask him how often does that happen.
What is it, what the Rabban holds, we should hold four meals on one system. That becomes a cooler on Arab Shabbos.
No. Why is it a cooler?
Because that's true. Arab Moshe starts at the same time according to both, according to the Rabban. Yeah.
Right. So it's not a cooler.
That's
the point. That's what I'm saying. The Satmar Rebbe said in America, we should basically do the Ravon, even though he didn't say it that way. But that's what it comes out, right? Right, Akiva? That's what it comes out. Right, but not according
to this context.
Right.
Not according to the Ravon.
Right, the only question here. Number three. Hey, Divrei Ravon. In the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Right, so the Ravon holds like Rabbeinu Tam. And he's the one that says, and so therefore, you have Plaga Milcha is just around Shkia time. Because if you assume 72 minutes, and Plaga Milcha is an hour and a quarter, which is 75 minutes, so it's basically came out the same time. And therefore, basically, you can be Mekamel Shabbos only with
3 minutes before.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't recommend anyone to do that. Wait to light candles 3 minutes before Shkia, because you're going to end up being Machal Shabbos according to the Groh if you do that. You know, because
why?
Because
it's 3 minutes.
Okay, but 3 minutes is not easy. Only if you're super yucky. You have to be a super yucky to make sure. So you're going to light the candles 3 minutes, and you're going to make sure you're finished.
Yeah,
I would, believe me. You shouldn't do that. Even the super yaki shouldn't do that. Yeah.
The Ravon points out that five Shkia are right next to each other, but you would say that you can't link it up. You'd have to use a Rabbeinu Yonah to say it's big enough. Ravon says there that it's impossible for
So he's saying what? You're only taking from Shkia. Shkia Rishon. Okay. From Shkia Rishon. Right. He's saying maybe according to Ramban, you can't even take it from Plag. You can take it from Shkia Rishon. And the Shulchan Aruch says the Sefer Shabbos should not be before Shkia Rishon. Should not be before Shkia Rishon. So basically, the 58 and a half minutes, you can make the whole 58 and a half minutes Kulo Kodesh, or you can make part of it. But that's it, not before that.
He coming from Ramban?
Who?
The Mechaber?
The Mechaber is the Ramban, yeah. Which is the Rabbeinu Tam. And that's in Siman Reish Tamachal, if he says that. That's the source. If you someone would ask you, how do you know the Shulchan Aruch Paschal is like the Ramban, you'd say, that's the Mechaber, Reish Tamachal is in Beis. Ein Shom. Okay, number five. Ten Gimel Havonas Meshitas Rabbeinu Tam. So we said in the Sefer Hazman in Bahavana, he has three three explanations of Rabbeinu Tam. One explanation is the what he calls the Hagisha Hatmima, he calls it. the symbol of the 72-minute Shavuos, which the Chafetz Chaim we saw wrote, that's the standard Shita, right? And then they point out from Rabbi Nachman Klein, and then the Gross Kasha would be answered, because the Gross Kasha is that according to Rabbi Natam, in the northern countries, in the summer, so it's going to be so long to. So if you work with Rabbi Natam with degrees, so the time it says a Chachavim, it's already going to have been Yom already. The sun is already. But if you assume that it's Shavuos, then you're good. You see, the Gross sheet about himself, he says it's degrees. It's Lefi Hofer, right? So he assumed that maybe Rabbi Natan would say the same, and therefore, then he says that Rabbi Natan is problematic. But so the answer for Rabbi Natan could be that he'd have quoted from Rabbi Nachman Klein that maybe it's Shavuos. Shavuos, the only problem with Shavuos is that means you can have a different standard of how much darkness you need for different places. But if everyone has to keep 72, wherever you are, that means in certain places it's going to be much lighter than in other places. And like someone said to me, certain places, think about where Yaakov Avinu said, it's going to be still light. Yeah. So it's hard to say that you can end Shabbos when it's still light.
That's why we don't follow the ideas of degrees, because it won't work.
Well, that's the sheet Hagisha Hatmima. Then he said, which has its problems. It has its solutions also. Its good point is that now the Gross Kasha is answered, because you won't have any place that it'll be Lila before the next day starts. And when the second thing is, he calls Hagisha Hasberis, which is the thing that works in with the logic, meaning that you have to have that it's not shaykh to have different standards, so therefore you have to translate it. So whatever sheet you hold, however, then you get to transfer the degrees in Eretz Yisrael and Babel, and then see how many degrees wherever place you are. So if you hold it's 8.5, so you have to see what is 8.5 in Eretz Yisrael, and then you take 8.5 in New York and you see what 8.5 in New York gives you.
But at that point, why mess with degrees in the first place?
Well, because degrees makes everything unilateral. It makes it the same level of darkness to end Shabbos in one place should be end Shabbos in another place. So the only way you can do that is to work with degrees. See how long, if in Eretz Yisrael you need 3/4 mil, so you clock it and say, by 3/4 mil, how much below the equator did the sun dip, and what's the angle of what the Oliva calls the angle of declination that's made between where the sun is and the horizon, and then take that same angle and bring it someplace else. Is every place if you hold 60.1. Whatever degree you hold, it's the same wherever it was. Yeah, it was. We started Eretz Yisrael. That's the place where the Tanaim were talking about, and then we see how many degrees, and we see. Do you want 3/4 mil? Do you want 4 mil? Do you want 5 mil? Whatever you want, and then see how long it takes. How many degrees below the equator is that? Is that sheet, and then you take that degrees, and then you translate it to every place where you are, and based on the latitude of how far it is from the equator, you'll figure out the time.
You know they were talking about Jerusalem.
Well, who's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Who is the Tanaim and Amoraim?
They have to come in Jerusalem, because if they're not, then you could make a difference.
Yeah, okay, but very small difference. I mean, we said between New York and Eretz Yisrael is just how many minutes. So any place within Eretz Yisrael is going to be a minute, a half a minute, I don't know. And the third thing is the Michas Kohen. The Michas Kohen says, no, that 4 mil is if you don't see the stars. But if you see the stars, then you go with the stars. And whatever the stars are, that's what you do. And therefore, if you see the stars, it's 40 minutes, so Shabbos is over 40 minutes. And then, 15 minutes before that, it's Reish Lashanah. So therefore, and that's similar to Rav Moshe, that he saw the stars. He says, 15 minutes, the sky is full with stars, so what else do you want from me?
So he doesn't hold it. What if he doesn't see the stars? Would he use the angle?
No, the Michas Kohen doesn't use then you just use
let's say it's
4 mil or 3. Then do 4 mil or 3 quarters of a mil, whatever. He holds 4 mil, so do 4 mil. Then you do the 4 mil.
Actually, the degrees and the visibility of the stars should actually dovetail, right? I mean, once the sun dips below a certain number of degrees, it would be the same time after Shkia when you see the stars.
Yeah.
So what is really the difference between the two sheep?
Well, which two sheep is?
Between the sheep of let's say of the Orveyer, 16.1, and the three and the Michas Kohen, because they really proportionally they're the same. They're proportionally the same amount of time.
Michas Kohen would say if I see 40 stars, it's 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Right.
He was in Amsterdam, so what do you see the stars? 48 minutes. Amsterdam.
Why would you see stars?
48 minutes.
Stars,
you see stars
16.1. In other words, the star.
No.
Every day of the year,
he saw stars at 48. So he said 48. That's what made the time.
The 16.1.
And Rav Moshe is saying a similar thing. He sees the stars at 50. So what else do you want? How much dark is going to be? Rav Moshe would say, "I'm glad you see the stars, but those stars are probably Chacham and Nirim Bayom. Those stars don't count because unless you have the 4 mil, then you don't have the stars. Don't count. So those are you see stars. So those stars are Chacham and Nirim Bayom."
According to the 16-year-old, you need 16.1, I guess, to say those are daytime stars.
Those are the daytime stars. Rameh opposes. You have to follow Rameh opposes. That's
why reject 16.1 if you're trying to create a universal system?
Why? You like 16.1? You don't like
it. I personally don't like 16.1 because I think the Minhag Yisrael was to look outside, 3 stars, done. I don't like it personally, but I understand why Rabbanim want, because it's an easy way to calculate systematically throughout the cities. So the Minchas Kohen rejects 16.1 because he thinks there's no minhag. Like, did he not know about 16.1? Like, why does he reject it?
Because he feels if you see the stars.
That's the ignorance.
He has the same thought process as Rav Moshe. I see the stars. What do you want from me?
So 16.1 is not a. So 16.1 is not even a consideration at all.
Of Michas Kohen.
Yeah, and
Ramosha finds it. Yeah, Ramosha finds it said 50. You want to keep 72, keep 72, but anything beyond that is he thinks is too much. You don't have to worry about it. That's the secret. What can I tell you? Number 16, Divrei HaSeifa HaYoshar, the Lashonus Mishkiya Sachami Tishka Chama. So the Seifa HaYoshar says answering the question, that one Gemara says Shkia Chatana, one Gemara says Mishka Chatana. So if the Gemara itself says Shkia Chatana, that's Shkia Rishon. So the Kiyo Shkia. Mishka Chatana means already, and the Gemara 3/4 of a mil is what? Misha Tishka Chama. Right? That's the Gemara. So then when I'm doing 3/4 of the mill, think of the mill of function.
Shkia
Sakama
is earlier.
Tishka Chama is later. Tishka Chama means the sun already set.
Right.
Shkia Sakama is the setting now. It's not a bit of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam. I think you should keep Rabbeinu Tam. 72, at least. You don't have to keep 16.1 yet. When you get older, maybe you can keep 16.1. Absolute darkness, I don't know if you have to keep. Right?
I mean, everything which you're saying kind of makes absolute darkness look silly. Like,
no, the only thing that made it no, the only difference is the whole way before Palestine, and you say that the, To keep a lakula absolute darkness is the shayla of a skila. And then we said by Eir Divrei Gemara B'Shabbos L'Gabei Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. So what is the lashon of Gemara by Hadlakas says Neiros Chanukah? It also says Misha Tishka Chama, right? So that's what the Mechaber paskins, that it's Tishka Chama, that you keep it. Like someone pointed out to me, the Magen Avraham explains the Mechaber that you light Chanukah candles from Tzeis HaChacham. That's what I tell everyone, that you light Chanukah candles from Tzeis HaChacham. The question of... What?
You should light the Chanukah before Tzeis.
No, the Mechaber sheet is Tzeis HaChacham, not before. And it works in good, because that's Rabbi Tam's... I mean, I think he made him say it. Okay. Question 8, somehow I did a repeat. It's the same. Gimel Sheet is Bavaras Rabbeinu Tam.
The point or Rabbeinu Tam
Yeah, Havana.
So do you have to wait until after the 3/4 of a mil to light that Hanukkah, or can you do it after Shkia Shmir?
No, you wait 3/4 of a mil.
After Shkia Shmir.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Harfenis points out. After Harfenis Shlita. Okay, now we're up to question 9. Okay, who's? Rav Zablani. Great. Packet Yud. Wait, this is the Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin says in the Rov Kehilos, in the summer months, they would daven Mariv 3 or 4 hours after Tzitzchok.
Before,
yeah. No, give me back. Kais Likros, so Arvis was Palfil's Gimel Dalet before Tzitzchok. Sorry. And then they would take, what would they take? They would daven, they would eat the meal, they would take a walk around the Danube River. And then what? Then they would come home and it was still light. Now, I'd like to tell you something about the Danube River. Okay? I have a Mesora from Moshe Teichner Zatzal that he heard from his father that in the Danube River there was a mechitza for separate swimming between men and women. Meaning, even in the non-Jewish world, you understand? So he was showing me that he has a Mesora from his father. And Moshe Teichner from the very close from the Fort Shrine nursing home, and his father, he heard from his father about the, oh, so I said to him, oh, the Danube River, that's the Trumas Hadesh and Siman Aleph, the Danube River. But he said he wanted to show me that even in the non-Jewish world, the level of tznius in those days was
even in America until 50 years ago.
Yeah. So he ran a riot from the Danube River from his father, that they're separate swimming for in the non-Jewish world. Yeah. So the big question is, so if they davened 3 or 4 hours before Tzeis HaKachavim, so weren't they davening before Plag Mincha? So some say the Chanami, that's the Pnei Yeshua's word. He says you can daven Maariv before Plag Mincha. Because Maariv is, as long as it's for the Evarim and the fats that weren't on the Mizbeach. So that from the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So as soon as you brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, theoretically, that's when you can bring the fats, and therefore that's when you can have theoretically daven Maariv. Most people hold no. It means the fats that you didn't bring in the day, that you bring at night, those fats. So you can't. So the Machatis HaShekel, and this I said over, we said it over a second time to clarify. The Mogen Avraham, this Trumas Hadesh, by the way, is quoted in the Mogen Avraham. The Reish Lamed Hesiv Kod Gimel. And then I told you the Machatis HaShekel gives a different pshat. The Machatis HaShekel says that for Plag Mincha, so the big days, you could have 90 minute days, right? So then,
hours.
So then you could have, so, because it's Shoz Manios, he says, so if you hold a Plag Mincha, is based on Shoz Manios, right? And then you hold that there's you can share Plag Mincha in Beis Shoz. Yeah, right. In other words, as you said. Yeah, it's before Shkia Rishona is the Plag Mincha, and you work with Shos Zmanios, so then it could come out that you'll have several hours even before Plag Mincha, and therefore in the Chanami, you'll count the there'll be several hours between Shkia and Tzeis, and then there'll be Shoz Manios before that, so then you can have like 3 hours or something between Tzeis HaKachavim, and if you know that you work with Rabbeinu Tam, so then it's a long Tzeis HaKachavim, right? And and then you work with Plag Mincha, which was Manios, so then you'll have several hours. And then in Hanami, you will be able to daven Mincha after Plag Mincha, and still go home, eat your meal, and we're not, and therefore Rabbi Tam is not holding that you could daven Marv. I mean, Truma Sadesh is not holding you could daven Marv before Plag Mincha. Then question 10, we said Divrei Michas Kohen, right? Michas Kohen Shita, that you could whenever you see the stars is says according to a minute time, 15 minutes before also is Ben Shmoshos, and then before that is Vadayom. So question 11, if you have a child that was born say 15 minutes after the Shkia on Motzai Shabbos, there will be a Shabbos Bris, and that's the Chasam Sofer. It's amazing, like Rav Avadi Yosef would hold 20 minutes, he could have a bris the next day. And the Chasam Sofer is saying 20 minutes is still Vada Yom of the previous day. Yeah, but he wants to basically, for Bris Mila, when it's Shabbos, he's machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. When Bris Mila, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't exist in his book. I don't know. To me,
this is wrong. You don't want to
call
Shabbos.
No, but you should do in both directions.
Yeah.
Like the Samarim in America, you did lechumra in both directions, like the Ravon. I don't know. It's not posh. 20 minutes after Shkia. And then we saw Shita's, the Prima Gadim. We said the Prima Gadim when he's explaining that, holds that it's Shabbos. Prima Gadim says that 72 minutes is Shabbos. And then we said Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in Hakdamah to the Sefer Devreshos as we say what page is Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld?
20.
Huh? Page 20? Oh, that's Yural, here Simon Shoichin. Also Shoichet Yud Aleph. I don't know what to do with you, Simon Shoichet. And the Chasam Sofer is a Michas Kohen person. That's what he says. We do Malacha after Shkia, so we do Malacha 10-15 minutes after Shkia, then for Bris Mila we should also treat it Vada Yom. What? Michas Kohen. Yeah, Michas Kohen. Michas Kohen. What did Rav Hess say? In the famous Tshuva Chasam Sofer is Simon Pei, Tshuva Pei, in Arachayim. It's about Bris Mila. And Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, he says he feels it very difficult to say that as soon as the sun sets, that's already Beit HaShemashos. Because he's saying it's still totally, the sun is still just as bright as when the sun dips. From when the sun didn't dip, it's the same sun rays coming, so it's just as bright. If you say like Rav Soloveitchik, who do you like Rav Soloveitchik's pshat? That the two psukim. That one pasuk says the definition of yom is nekralchim or yom choshek or laila, and the other pasuk says that more agolim shalos by yom, more sak kadol shalos halayla. So if there's no more agadol around, then it's a shayla of laila. Right, but he's saying even if you hold like the Minchas Kohen, that it's not a, it's not a yom, it's only say 30 minutes, 40 minutes, right? Because say in Amsterdam it was 48 minutes, they made not 48, so 15 minutes, 33 and 48 was when it's Spanish Russia's. So then you only get like 30 minutes of Vada Yom. But those 30 minutes you get. Because even though we're chiseling, the Milchus Kohen is chiseling this man. It's chiseling. And you don't get your 58 and a half. You only get like 33. You go to Amsterdam. You go to Amsterdam sometimes. Yeah. So you visited the Milchus Kohen where he has a shul there.
I told you,
did you hear the shiur for when I gave it Thursday when we talked about the Spanish Portuguese Shita? When did we discuss that? This Thursday? When did we discuss
that?
When did you look it up? Tuesday we discussed it yet. You said the Spanish Portuguese shul are the only ones in the west side. What time would they say Shabbos is over? So it was what, 20?
Well,
56
minutes. No,
4:31. Right. So like 26 minutes. 26 minutes, they say Shabbos ends. Spanish Portuguese. Which, according to Rabbi Avadi Yosef, that would be, okay, well, he holds 20 and he say in Israel you have 5 more. It's basically...
Yeah.
Yeah. And the pre-Chadosh also holds a good amount of time. I mean, 15, and they repeated the Mechaz Kohen again. That's a 15. And number 16, Ruga Sabotsen, he's also a amount of time, what? Mechaz Kohen type of person. And the Shulchan Aruch, page 17, just says three kochavim. It's interesting. Reish Tzadik Gimel, it says, it doesn't say 4 mil, it says three kochavim. That was the kasha, the Bri Aloch asks. Only three kochavim, but I thought he holds like Rabbein Atam, so you should say Dalad mil. So he answers that the Shulchan Aruch is possibly like the Mechaz Kohen. That was question 18, Kushi is the Bri Aloch. And then question 19 was the other chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Question 19 was that lechatchila you should do a bris mila before Shkir Rishona, even though he holds after Shkir Rishona's Vada Yom. But just like you should wait till Neitzachav lechatchila to do a bris by Yom. So to Mitzvah Laila, you should wait to, you should do it before Shkir Rishon. But if it's the eighth day, then you should still do it after Shkir. Because it's the eighth day, you need to miss Mila Vizmana. But it's already the ninth day, the tenth day already, so then you should, so then you, anyway you're not getting Mila Vizmana. That was ideally, you should just wait till the next day. That was the Chiddush of
Right.
There's a big kiddush that there's a din lechatchila to do mitzvahs before Shkir Rishona, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Chiddush gadol. Chiddush gadol, my friends.
To do bris mila earlier than.
But if it's the eighth day, and it's already Shkir time, Mechaz Kohen says do it after Shkir because you don't want to miss mila mizmana. But again, it was a different world. What can I tell you? It was a different world those days. A different world.
What would be the issue?
you know,
you should base an extra day for a mila.
Oh, you lose the mila bismana.
Yeah, but
no, it's a big tough. It's a big tough.
Until Shabbos.
What?
You're not afraid. He wasn't afraid to risk the over Shabbos because of
it. Well, they don't break the bismana. And then we saw the Maram Burtenberg. He also, what does he say?
Star,
what? Well, he
yeah,
says...
You need star in addition
to the 4 mil. Plus?
Right. So the 4 mil won't count.
He said that's the... pointed out that that's the whether we need to have Mitzvah soon. Please, we'll okay. Stay for Mitzvah. So he says that he's the source. Rai Macharach Asum Chuvus Sefer Torah Chemin. Im Omar Keinan Bekim Bekatnus HaKochavim. Fishes Mokom Koshayis Gimel. He says Mokom Ktachach. He says that's the source for the Shulchan Aruch. You always need the three stars. So what is he saying? You can't be Mako on three stars.
It's still right.
So what do you need according to the Maram Rupert? You need three stars. He says, Ben Anil Anola Tzomach HaShecha Niriyom. So if it's Niriyom, יש יש מקום פה לא נוסע פה 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 לא נוסע יש יש לא יום נוסע he says well I'll just so in other words you can give birth and then you see the stars right away so that means that you get birth Friday night and then the Shabbos bris but if it took time for the stars to come out then it's no good.
Do you think if you saw three stars after, but after you, it was born, then a few minutes later you look and you see three stars?
Then you can assume it's five, huh?
Then we say it's something. But if you birth the kid, then we look out the window.
Right away. So then you can have those three stars, so then that's considered... But is he requiring... He's not requiring a certain amount of mils. Whereas he's the precursor, there's not what he's saying, he's the precursor.
He was saying
of what?
He was saying of the
right. So he's the precursor of what? The color. He's saying that he's the source. Well, I'm real person. What do you care about with the stars? You see the stars by the way?
Maybe if you can pull the same thing by the stars.
Only Rick comes out. Okay, so let's say we did the first 20. You like that, Akiva? Speedy Gonzalez. Speedy Gonzalez. No, because